ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
Welcome to the Cliffo and Gabby podcast, everyone. Thank you for downloading.
Yo.
Have listened to a lot of podcasts in the past 48 hours being stuck in bed.
You are a podcast guy.
Pretty crook. Yeah, I'm your podcast wanker friend.
I wasn't going
to
say it.
I was listening to a podcast.
Every day you say that, yeah.
So much to talk about at the moment. It feels like all over Queensland, Origin Fever is in the air, particularly in Townsville, obviously. But I don't know. I'm feeling it, man.
You're feeling it.
It's like in Cool Runnings. I'm feeling very Olympic today.
Yeah, it feels.
I'm feeling very
Origin-y. I think as well, being back to normal, like last year's Origin was so weird. So this year being back to normal is already exciting. And then the fact that it's in a regional city is really exciting. Yeah, there's so many factors that just amp it up.
Got to be honest, didn't love the series last year. I thought Origin every week was just,
you know,
you need a bit of build up, don't you?
It was good that it didn't interrupt the season, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was good that it was in daylight savings New South Wales time, which meant we got it earlier in Queensland and could go to bed at a reasonable time.
All right, there's benefits. I get it. You're right. It was awesome.
It was pretty good.
I'm wrong. Actually, I take it back. Gabby's right. It was great. Thank you for downloading the podcast, everyone.
We are so excited this week that Kyle Felt, our favourite cowboy, has been finally called up to be a Maroon in State of Origin, and he joins us right now. How are you, Felty?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. A little bit excited, I guess you could say that.
Just a little bit.
Mate, we're so happy for you. Just stoked to have a friend of the show as a Queensland Maroon. You're in Origin camp right now. Mate, how's it going? Like, what's the experience been like? A bit of a whirlwind, would imagine?
Yeah, it's been quite a humbling experience. It's a little bit different because it's up in Townsville this time. So, fingers crossed that I get to run out and play in front of the home team. But who knows? We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
That would be pretty special, hey, because you are a Townsville boy. You train and play as Townsville being your hometown. To do first State of Origin in Townsville, which you never would have expected in a million years, how does it feel?
Yeah, I've been a part of the Origin squads and that before and all that sort of stuff. But this one, to be a part of it, to be played up in Townsville for the very first Origin up there as well is quite exciting for myself and my family, and I know the community as well. But I think it's an experience that I'll always remember. And if I do play, I'll be up there with winning the grand final, just because it's played in front of so many people that are family really at home, and even in front of the club itself as well.
Mate, you're in Origin camp, kind of lockdown now with all the other boys. Can you tell us what's the latest on Dane Gagai's tonsillitis? Because it's been the talk of the town the last couple of days.
Yeah, so we've been doing like swims in the morning, and he woke up sick one day, so we didn't think anything of it, and he just kind of isolated himself away. And then the next day, he actually went to hospital to get some antibiotics pumped into him, and I'm pretty sure he'll be right. And the way that Dane always goes about his business when he puts on a Maroon jersey, he goes to another level. And I don't think that'll be holding him back this time.
Have you got any other players around you at the moment?
No. So we get all our rooms to ourselves. So I thought I'd come back up to the room and have a talk to you, just because I don't want to get annoyed by them all.
Is that nice? Because I know when you got to travel for the Cowboys, you got to have a roommate. So is that a bit of luxury, having your own room?
Yeah, it's actually really nice to have your own space, because you're normally with your roommate for so long. But this trip's been over a week now, and it's good to just, I guess, switch off when you go to your own room and not have to worry about someone else annoying you or anything, mate, which is good.
No one else snoring, keeping you up at night.
That's true.
The advantages of being a Maroon.
All right, I have a couple of reality check questions for you, Felty. We don't normally play these with you, but these are State of Origin reality check questions. Because
very interesting.
We're not throwing you under the bus, I promise. But fingers crossed you get to run out onto the field, which means you need to start lucky habits this round. And we want to find out, you know, what kind of routine you're going to set yourself. So first question, what do you eat for breakfast on game day?
I normally just have like an omelette and some avocado on toast.
Ooh, healthy.
That's, yeah, pretty stock standard, I guess you'd say.
And you're going to keep that the same for Origin?
Yeah, I won't change it.
Probably wise. Do you sleep on a certain side of the bed the night before a big game?
Depends if I'm at home or away. Because if I'm at home, my wife takes up the other side of the bed, so I have to sleep on one side. But when I'm away, I just normally sleep in the middle of the bed.
Just starfish over the whole thing.
That's it. You've got to use up the whole bed.
Who's the last person you'll speak to before the game that's obviously not part of the team?
Definitely be my wife. My wife and my mum and dad, but you know, I'd probably say my wife, which would be, that's every week anyway, so nothing changes there.
Does she ever have any words of encouragement to wish you luck?
Just good luck, go hard. No matter what you'll do, it's proud, just stuff like that. Nothing too cute.
Well, does she have a nickname for you?
Nah, thank God.
Okay. Or maybe she does and you're just not going to share it with us, and that's fair too.
I don't know. I don't know. I actually hope she doesn't.
That might be a good thing, mate. What shower gel do you use before and after a game?
After a game, it's normally just like a hotel soap that if we're away. But at home, it's just, I guess, the old soap dispensers that are in the sheds. And then when we get home, it's just like Johnson & Johnson's body wash.
I don't know why that's funny. I just associate Johnson & Johnson with babies.
Babies. It's the moisturizer one. It helps your skin.
Oh, good, good. What's your favorite after-game meal?
Oh, depends if we play early. If it's early, during the day and KFC's still open, definitely KFC.
Ooh.
But if it's closed, then it has to be Macca's because Macca's is the only thing open.
So fast food after a game to replenish all the calories you just lost.
Yeah. And can't go past the good Forex Gold or a good Bundaberg rum.
A celebratory cheers.
Yeah, just to help wash it down.
Who is the funniest on the Maroons team this year?
Ooh, there's a couple. There's Xavier Coates, the young winger.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a young kid, so some of the stuff he says is pretty out there. and maybe probably someone that, I think Tino Fausamunu, I can't even pronounce his last name. He's from the Gold Coast Titans.
Nice.
He's another young kid, and he's very, very out there.
Are they the ones that kind of gear you up before a game, get everyone in high spirits?
I'm not too sure about that. I think once it comes to game time, they're all just in their own, I guess, their own shell and worrying about their own job, not really focused on anybody else, which I guess that's why you're part of the Origin team. You're there to do your job, no one else's, and everyone's got their own, I guess, routines and stuff.
Does the team have a song? Like, is there a Queensland Maroons team song, or is it just individual pump-up songs?
I think it's everyone just individual songs and then one at the end if they win in that. So,
what's your song, your pump up song?
We don't really have a song, to be honest. Oh. I just sit there and watch everyone else get ready and enjoy the scenes of and take it all in.
Is there any chance, Felty, if we promise to speak very quietly, can we talk to you the day after the game?
The day after the game. That should be all right, I reckon. That might be able to work.
We promise we won't yell or play any loud sounds if your head is a little sore, but we'd love to catch up and see how it all went down.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't think I'll be having too big of a night because I know the Cowboys play on the Friday, so I just want to make sure I'm right for that.
Good stuff. Don't miss it. Ampol State of Origin kicks off 8:10 tomorrow night. Felty, we're so proud of you to have our show regular, booting up as a Queensland Maroon, and to speak to you like 36 hours out in Origin camp. Just such a thrill, mate. Good luck, and thanks for joining us, man.
No worries. Thank you very much. See you later.
This is a Cliffo and Gabby radio intervention.
I'm nervous because I have no idea what this is about.
This came about because a listener of the show actually sent us through a message on our socials.
What have I done?
A listener by the name of Nev.
Oh.
Happens to be the man you're going to marry.
Oh, what's he done? This opens it up to so many more things.
Nev writes into the show.
Huh?
Hey, Cliffo.
Huh?
I was cleaning the bathrooms on the weekend, and I decided to collect all of Gab's face products together.
Oh, no.
Just sharing in case there's something here for the show, maybe. None of this is makeup. Kind regards, Nev. And he sent through a photo.
He even lined him up on the basin.
Of all of your products.
That's probably not even
that
all.
That are hogging the real estate on the the basin. Now, this is a problem that does extend beyond you. People stealing up all the real estate on the bathroom basin. I'm going to go under the basin right now and to our producer, Brooke, get you to join the conversation, Brooke. This is an absolute travesty. And we're going to put all these on our socials.
Oh, my God, Brooke!
Cliffo and Gabby on Facey and Insta.
That's all makeup as well.
Brooke, what's this stuff? What's going on here?
So that's all my beauty products, my fake tan, my makeup. I know I have a lot.
So all of this is actually, there's so much. Brooke is taking up the real estate under the sink. But again, we're going to put all these photos on our socials as well. Cliffo and Gabby on Face and Insta if you want to see them. Next one is my beautiful wife, Michelle's.
Oh, hers is so neat.
Yeah, only because I told her I was going to take the photo. So she's cheated.
Tidied it up.
She's cheated.
Good on her.
But 13 10 60.
Yeah.
I thought radio intervention. We have to put a stop to this.
No.
Yes, we do. Stealing all of the room, all of the real estate in the bathroom, particularly what we're talking about here. This looks like an ensuite kind of setup.
Yeah, well, yeah.
At your place.
That's probably all my day and night time stuff.
I would say.
And in shower stuff.
90% of the real estate is taken up by you. I can see a toothbrush there that looks like
in my defense, you gentlemen like the way that we look, and it takes a fair bit of work to look the way we do. And all of those products add to the beauty that you see. So you should be appreciating, not intervening.
I like at least Brooke's got the decency to shove it all under. It's kind of like when you've got guests coming over.
Yeah,
so
you just
hide
all
the mess
cupboard.
In cupboards and stuff. Look, 13, 10, 60, want to put it out there. Is this normal? Bathroom users who are coupled up, who share a bathroom or whatever, 13, 10, 60, is it normal to have, I would say, 20 plus products hogging the real estate?
Yeah.
Or does Gabby, producer Brooke, and my wife have a problem like this? And this, I know it's very targeted at you, but it's more of an open intervention to a lot of the mostly women out there who are hogging the real estate.
But yeah, majority
it's
women.
It's mostly women, let's be honest.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60.
All for good reason. Do you see a wrinkle on my face? No. And that's why.
Oh. How close do you want me to get?
No, don't get closer.
13, 10, 60. Is it normal bathroom users to have 20 plus products hogging the real estate, or does Gabs in particular need to rein it in? Donna on 13, 10, 60, 20 plus products on the vanity. Is it normal?
No. Look, guys, I run it very simple. I don't take up a lot of space at all.
So what have you got, Donna?
I am very much a sunscreen and bottle of water kind of girl.
Oh. Wow. You must have good genetics because my face would fall apart if I didn't use 20 products. That's what I think anyway.
But I guess that's the thing, isn't it? If you are outside and you're having great days and you're getting that vitamin C from the sun, but in a good way where you're protecting your skin as well, you're not going to have that aging issue.
All right. There you go, Gabby. And I need taking up two products.
Yes.
Bottle of water and sunscreen.
I'm too vain.
Sounds good to me. Frees up a bit of real estate, doesn't it?
It does.
131060 is the phone number. We'll go to Lisa next. 20 plus products on the bathroom sink. Is it normal, Lisa?
No.
Really?
It's
not an argument. All right, yes. Lisa, what do you use?
I've got deodorant, I've got face wash, and I've got a bottle of hairspray. That's it. My daughter, on the other hand, has all the face creams and that for her face, for her pimples, because she's going into her preteen.
Well, see, I've got pimples too. I'm still going through puberty, according to my face, because I get pimples left, right and centre.
Okay, and the other 19 products?
That counts for one.
Gabby. So far you've got a bottle of sunscreen, bottle of water,
and a pimple cream.
That's it. Kim on 131060. Kim, 20 plus products on the bathroom sink. Is it normal?
Yeah, 100%. I've actually got like the whole ensuite full. I've got stuff in the main bathroom, and then I've also got a bedroom that I've turned into like a beauty room. So, and I don't work in beauty, so it's just personal products.
I love and, that.
You have a beauty room.
Yeah, it's just full of like makeup, anything you can think of that you could buy. I've got it.
So do you know what I'm taking from this, Cliffo? I can level this up and I can have a whole room.
When I rented a house, I have to like get an extra bedroom just for my beauty stuff.
I'm so sorry, Nev.
Add it on.
When I threw this radio intervention out there, I didn't think an extension was going to be in the works, bro.
Congratulations, you're number one. I want to thank you for a job well done.
Big fans of RuPaul's Drag Race here at the Cliffo and Gabby show. And we found out there was a guy in Queensland who is Queensland's youngest drag queen. Also a big fan of this show. And we just had to get him on. His name is Logan Kelly. He's 13 years old and joins us right now. How are you, Logan?
Hi, I'm really good.
It's so good to speak to you, Logan. You have been doing drag, performing in drag, since you were 10 years old. What's your drag name?
My drag name is Candy Featherbottom.
How'd you come up with
so
that?
Well, it was a name that we wanted as a bit of a yin-yang. And when we were younger, me and my sister, we were just all sitting around the table thinking of funny names, and that one just popped in. And then when I finally had the chance to perform at Taboo, I decided that that would be my name.
Very Andy cool. Featherbottom.
We love it so much. So tell us about that very first performance of yours. You were 10 years old and it was at the Ipswich Bowls Club. How did the crowd at the Bolo react to the performance?
They reacted really well. We really enjoyed the whole thing and it all just fell together and everyone just really loved it and I'm so happy they did.
What was there a song that you performed to?
Lady Gaga, Born This Way.
That is so good. How do you feel when you're up on stage in drag performing, Logan? Like, what are you thinking about? What are you feeling? Do you just feel free? What's going on in your brain?
I feel free. I feel excited. I've got energy and I just really, really, really have fun. And all the kids in the show get up and start clapping and having fun. And then their parents and then the grandparents, everyone has a great time.
What do your peers, like your friends at school and that, all think about it? Are they all on board and really supportive?
Yeah, they don't really mind about it or anything because, yet again, they see me as Logan before a drag queen, so they really don't mind what I do and whenever I do it. So we just all have fun and stuff, and when the topic comes up, we enjoy it, talking about it.
There's a documentary about your drag journey on, it was on SBS, and people can watch it on the On Demand app now. But do you reckon, can we expect to see you on another famous drag show, RuPaul's Drag Race? Would that be a dream of yours to be on that show?
We would love to try and get on that, even just as a judge, even, I'd love to do. But yeah, I absolutely love RuPaul. Yesterday I said my dream would be to meet him at this moment.
Oh, yeah. That's Cliffo's dream too. You'd love
RuPaul
to meet RuPaul.
RuPaul is just an incredible person. Logan, you're an incredible young person. You're 13 years old. Yeah. You're so well-spoken as well. And to have a passion like you do at your age and to speak like you do about it, you're an inspiration, mate. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Little big things.
Click on Gabby.
Little big things.
Late last week, we did go on a show excursion to Buffy the Big Cane Toad in Serena in Mackay and the Whitsundays region. And after our visit to Buffy the Big Cane Toad, Cliffo came down with a bit of an illness. Now, you were quite sick, Cliffo. You had to sleep
sick.
A lot. And I have a theory that you got sick because you kissed Buffy.
You gave him a smack up right on the lips.
Yeah. Well, I'm offended on Buffy's behalf that you would suggest that Buffy, who I've fallen deeply in love with, by the way, there's an ugly charm about Buffy the Big Cane Toad.
Yes.
But I resent the suggestion, Gabs.
That Buffy is a germ waiting to happen.
Right.
Well, I've got an expert on the show to talk us through it to see if this is a possibility, Cliffo. If you got sick from kissing a cane toad. And Dr. Wayne Johnston from QUT joins us right now. How are you, Dr. Wayne?
Not too bad. A pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. So Buffy the Big Cane Toad has around about 30 visitors a day. So that's a fair few people touching Buffy the Cane Toad.
By the way, can I just confirm, did you and producer Brooke legit reach out to Mackay Tourism?
Definitely. To find out how many people. Yeah. How many people go near Buffy or climb on Buffy a day?
What a weird phone call.
We definitely did that.
Those poor volunteers to cop.
Dr. Wayne, if there's about 30 people visiting Buffy a day, how many germs would be on Buffy the Big Cane Toad, do you think?
Well, I think you probably dodged a bullet with Buffy because you're actually working with Buffy too there. The original Buffy was actually papier-mâché into fiberglass. So if it was the original papier-mâché Buffy, I think I'd be a bit worried because, you know, that would be sort of more of an environment that maybe bacteria could thrive, you know, like a wet papier-mâché statue.
That
makes fiberglass,
sense.
Not as bad.
Well, it would actually be better if they had actually remade Buffy in maybe copper. But, you know, fiberglass isn't too bad as kind of a surface that's not going to be too conducive to bacteria hanging out there.
I actually heard that during the start of the coronavirus, the COVID-19 pandemic, that
copper
has antibacterial qualities. Like, germs don't live on copper. But unfortunately, Buffy's made out of a...
fiberglass.
Yeah, I was going to say the other stuff, surfboard's made out of fiberglass. So it's not copper.
So... Would you find as many germs on Buffy as you would, say, a handrail?
Well, that's a good question. Probably I would say it would be about the same, but there is somewhat of an advantage being in Queensland is that we have such high levels of ultraviolet light in the outdoors that probably, you know, Buffy's getting re-sterilised pretty often on a kind of sunny day. Was it a fairly bright day?
No, it was very early in the morning. He was dew covered. It was a sloppy
really
wet kiss.
Really wet kiss.
No, well, that does increase the risk a little bit. I mean, I think it's probably a bit unlikely you got sick from Buffy, but, you know, we can't totally rule it out.
Yeah.
All right, rule it out. Therefore, it is confirmed you got sick from kissing.
I'm glad. I'm going with you, Doc. It's unlikely because that's a really weird one to explain to my wife if I did get sick kissing a big cane toad. Dr. Wayne Johnston from QUT, you're an expert in biology and all that sort of stuff. And that's put my mind to ease. So,
excellent.
Yeah, weird one for you, Doc, thanks for your time.
Been a pleasure.
A new royal baby announced yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I missed a lot of this announcement yesterday morning because I was pretty ill. I was in bed.
Meghan Markle, Prince Harry. Little girl.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
She was actually born Friday, but they only announced it yesterday, very early morning for us.
What I think is kind of interesting but beautiful is that they've named their little girl Lilibet. Now, for those who don't know the royal family, and I know this because of The Crown.
Yeah.
Thank you, Netflix. Lilibet is Queen Elizabeth's nickname, and it came about because as a little girl, she could not say Elizabeth. She used to refer to herself as Lilibet.
I think that's so adorable.
And it stuck.
I love it.
Well, there's from The Crown, there's a lot of nicknames in the royal family. And Bertie and...
You don't expect it, do you? Because they're so formal every time you see them that you don't expect them to be personable.
And
I guess
they have to have nicknames too, because you're not going to be like, oh, you know.
Her Majesty the Queen.
It's Her Majesty Elizabeth Queen the Second, the Third of Edinburgh. Hello. You know. So they come up with nicknames. Lilibet stuck with Queen Elizabeth so much so, and this is kind of gorgeous, to the point where Prince Philip still referred to her as Lilibet right up to the day of his death.
Cute.
Which is kind of gorgeous.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, though, when I did hear the name Lilibet, before I was reminded of all that stuff from The Crown and how it's kind of beautiful, I did kind of think of it as like a new offset of like sports bet or TAB or something.
So the races
like,
are happening, yes, and you get on Lilibet to put on
a bit. I can see the ad now, like coming on halftime during the football. It'll be like, get on Lilibet. Jump on with your mates. Bet on the lilies. What are the frogs doing in the pond? On the
Yeah, it does sound like
Lilibet, mate. Get on it now and always gamble responsibly on Lilibet. Alphabucks. Stop typing. We're here for an Alphabucks clue.
I'm ready.
You're a very quick typer.
Yeah. I practiced a lot at school. I had to. It was in subject.
Touch typing?
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway. Point at hand, Alphabucks. We have a clue. We have an answer for tomorrow.
Oreos. I could type that in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'll look at you, you bloody hero.
Oreo.
Look, typed it 10 times already. Oreo. It's your free Alphabucks answer for tomorrow. State of Origin Wednesday at HIT.
Clippo and Gabby's dating tips from yonder.
From one extreme to the next. Origin to dating. Yeah, although maybe you'll find someone during watching Origin that you want to date, and so you need advice on how to score the
footy
brunette.
Footy can be sexy, mate.
Footy
nothing
can be sexy.
Nothing sexier, you know, at a pub and you hear, Queenslander! You're like, that's the man for me.
That's the guy. dating advice today is from a dating video from 1967. It's the US Navy training film titled How to Succeed with Brunettes. We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, and we have learnt that women always go first through doorway and the man holds the door open. Mm-hmm. The man always should be on time. Lots of different courtesy. But when it comes to being introduced to a lady friend of your date, that's what we want to talk about today. So in this instructional video, we first learn what not to do when being introduced to a lady.
Mrs. Brewer, I'd like you to meet Mary Jackson and Midshipman Williams.
Perfect introduction. Man presented to lady. Looks as though he's going to wring her hand off, doesn't it? And who knows whether she wanted to shake hands or not. Of course, she had no choice. His hand was out quicker than a waiter's in a nightclub.
Oh, wow.
So you cannot assume that a lady wants to shake your hand.
Even the man presented to lady. Mm. It's a bit like she's, I don't know, cattle at auction or a meat tray.
Yes.
At the raffle.
It's all about respect.
It's all about presentation to the man.
Yes. So that was an example of what not to do, but as the movie man would say...
Well, we'd better run through the whole thing again, the right way, because you do want to be successful with those brunettes, right?
Right? So now we listen to how an introduction should be done as a gentleman.
Mrs. Rohr, I'd like you to meet Mary Jackson and Midshipman Brown.
How do you do, Mary? How do you do, Mrs. Rohr?
How do you do?
That's how you succeed in being a gentleman. And impress brunettes. Wait until a lady offers her hand. Then shake it briefly, firm but not crushing. You get on your feet for a lady, or your senior in rank or age.
There you go. That's how you actually
I gotta be honest
do it.
The names back in the day. Yeah. Mary Jane and Midshipman Brown. Why are people like, why is it not... Hit breakfast with Mary Jane and Midshipman Brown.
We can change it.
Can we? It's great.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.